Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, our categories today, we have the NFL teams with the most expensive fan experience and the least.
All right.
Expensive fan experience. I'll let you pick either category.
All right.
As far as if you want to go, the stadiums you think it's going to take a lot of money to get in and enjoy Sunday football, or the ones that are the cheapest in the NFL?
I would be more confident, I think, guessing the cheap ones, because usually, it's kind of commensurate with the team's record, right?
Correct. Yes.
Not Dallas necessarily. You know, it wouldn't be Pittsburgh or Baltimore, but usually if your team is notoriously bad, I think the one exception might be the Raiders, because they're a god-awful team, right?
But the Las Vegas experience is always going to cost a little bit more money.
Exactly.
And people go there just because it's Vegas.
Yeah, they said a lot of Vegas fans are irritated because they're like, man, every time we go to the stadium, it's at least 50% the other team's fans, because once you see that your team's playing in Vegas, like, you'll buy those tickets and plan a whole trip. Hell, we did.
Also, we have just released today the 15 cities with the worst traffic here in the United States. As just last year alone, there was an increase in 11% as far as the time on the roads and the cost associated with traffic. Just
God, man.
11% in 1 year. So it's gone. I'll tell you what, with that category, if you get 10 out of the 15 right, I'll give it to you.
I'll tell you what, man, I was in Houston over the weekend, and you talk about some aggressive drivers. Just everybody, man. It did not matter what kind of vehicle it was. They are super aggressive down there. You know, blinkers mean nothing. They will cut you off. I mean, this is on a highway doing 80 miles an hour, man, and there's maybe 3 feet between cars. But my brother and I were like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
And guess how much gas was there, Ted?
$2.50.
We're not paying that much, man. It was $2.17.
Damn.
Yeah, they could not believe it, because I'm like, damn, man, 217, and they're kind of like, well, yeah, it's gone down a little bit, but it's still so expensive. And I'm like, dude, it's like 480-something in Seattle. They didn't even believe me until my parents corroborated. Like, yes, it's almost twice as much in Seattle as it is in Houston. It's unreal.
That's crazy. Our question, how did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK. Do you guys have any from vacation experiences before where things did not go as planned, so to speak?
I mean, the one that always comes to mind for me was I had a good trip down to Costa Rica, right? At the station that I worked for at the time, they'd sent me down there, and it was the opening of a new, like, casino or sport book or something like that. Anyway, went to the grand opening. That was cool. That 70s show was still on TV at the time, and the four main leads, they were down there. David Alan Greer, he was there, okay? Just quick side thing about David Alan Greer. About 2 years later, we had the opportunity to interview him. And he was very grumpy, clearly did not want to do an interview, didn't want to say anything. And he was just being a D, right?
Yeah.
So we go to break, and all I said to him, I was like, oh, hey, man, you know, I met you once before, a couple years ago in Costa Rica, in that room. And then he opened up a lot more. I will not share what I witnessed him doing in that room, but just by saying that much, he was kind of like, oh, yeah, okay. So then he was more than willing to talk to us. But coming back, they changed my flight. They changed my flight while I was already in the air, right? So I have my ticket. I get on the plane. I think I was supposed to fly. Oh, so the flight I had booked, it takes me to Miami, then from Miami back up to Baltimore. I land in Miami, having a hard time trying to get my connecting flight. And the woman says, well, sir, you're supposed to be in Dallas. I'm like, what? She goes, well, they changed your flight. I'm like, when did they change my flight? And she's being no help, all right? So she looks at the computer. She tells me what time they changed the flight. So I was already, I was like over the Gulf of Mexico at the time you changed my flight. I mean, what am I supposed to, like, open the door, jump the hell out? And sweat? I was like, what do you want me to do, man? I did not change this. You guys changed it. But based on the time you said you changed it, my flight had already taken off. So that's why I'm here. I just want to get my connection to Baltimore. They would not let me get on that plane. Because
what?
Again, because in their mind, I was supposed to be in Dallas. And I'm like, ma'am, okay. I understand that. I get it.
I came out the door.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in Miami. I got off of that plane, and I'm showing her my ticket. And she's like, right, but they changed your flight. I said, but we both agreed, based on the time that you said my flight was changed, I was in the air.
So was there another flight you could take?
24 hours later.
No.
Oh, yeah. I just spent a night in the Miami airport because I said, well, can I get a voucher like for one of the cheap hotels? On premise. She's like, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying, like, I want to
get home. They apparently are.
I won't say what airline it was, but for about 10 good years, I refused to fly them. I'm like, I
don't blame you.
Giving these people my money. And it turns out someone from another airline, so I won't say what airline I was on, but the person who worked at Delta overhears me having this conversation with this lady. So Delta ended up hooking me up.
Nice.
Yeah. That's
I like Delta, dude.
Oh, I deep appreciation.
The only problem I have with Delta is flying into Atlanta. Everything you do, you got to fly into Atlanta, which I understand that's their hub.
Sure.
It's like United in Chicago. You got to go through that one way or another. And Chicago sucks in the wintertime because you're rolling the dice every time you're
running. Oh, yeah.
And I just had that trouble over the Thanksgiving holiday as well. So, like, I know the weather situation that can happen and all that crap.
Yeah. My wife and I were invited to a birthday celebration a few years back down in Las Vegas, Nevada. Beautiful, yep. Las Vegas.
All right.
We're going to go gangbusters for our 30th. Never been to Vegas, so let's go on down there. All right, cool. The wife and I have been to Vegas multiple times. We'll show you guys the ropes, show you around, you know, teach you some of the tricks for getting around here. This person didn't quite understand just how Vegas operates. There's certain things that, you know, they know that they can do. There's big guns that they can shoot that they want to do, sure, down there. There's go-karts that go a lot faster than your normal go-karts do that he wants to take part in down there. And, of course, there's just drinking all the world over. So the first night there, we walk over to one of the, like, CVS, Rite Aid, whatever it is. It's got liquor there. And so he buys himself two bottles of very, very nice liquor. He buys himself, like, a Don Julio something.
All right.
And then I forget what whiskey that he bought himself. But still, this is nicer stuff than you should be buying for the room at Vegas when you're kind of on a budget, as it were.
Yeah.
But as we're going, we keep telling him, like, dude, pop the bottle, let's start drinking. And he says, no, we need to be sober. You know, they told us that we need to be sober in order to go and shoot the big gun. You know, he wants to shoot a Barrett 50 cal, he wants to shoot a Tommy gun, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to be sober in order to do it. So he's not popping this bottle. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, buddy, sober means you're able to walk under your own power here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he didn't. He refused to drink throughout the entirety of the time. He took maybe 2-3 shots out of those bottles combined throughout the entirety of the trip, and he ended up pouring both bottles out before he got to the airport.
Oh, because you can't put them on the plane.
Correct.
Right. Did he have a good time?
He did. Like, we had fun. Like, they haven't been back since because it's just not quite for them. But it's like, you guys...
Or what does he care if you guys were drinking it?
No, he didn't care too much that we were drinking. He just wasn't, you know...
He wasn't going to do it.
Correct.
He won't participate in the fun. Did he get the fire his guns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. We got video evidence of him shooting the guns, and it was all fun and fun and whatnot.
So after that, did he loosen up, or was he still...
A little bit, but he had left his bottles at the hotel room, and I had my bottles with me. I had some cheap, like, Svedka vodka in my backpack
right.
that we were just taking pulls off of the rest of the day.
See, you did it right.
Right.
Worst thing that's ever happened to me in Vegas was just... Look, I went down there for New Year's Eve. They have fireworks. They had the whole deal back then. They had... the guy was Robbie Knievel.
Oh, yeah.
Evil Knievel's son. He was going to jump the...
The volcano
outside of the Mirage.
All right.
While the Mirage was still open. So, and I ended up talking to that guy and having a few beers. Turns out at the time he was living in Western Washington, which was kind of a weird conversation.
Maybe say he was just kind of beat up a little bit.
He was the guy that wears a do-rag all the time.
Right.
You know, like,
he had a reality show for a while.
Wasn't he like always drunk or something like
that? He's always.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So not like
fun. Like one of the episodes, I mean, it was his show and he shows up at some small town in Utah or something. It just gets completely hammered at the dinner, and it's like insulting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The mayor.
Oh, so geez. He's doing this for like, he's jumping this thing for like Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah.
And like most of those things, they are taped.
Yeah.
So they act like they're live, but they're not live. So he's going to jump this thing two or three times before they get the right take. Blah,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah. But the night before this and stuff, I'm at the, they had a little Beatles bar in there. And I'm sitting there having some drinks. And he comes in and the only seat beside me is open. So he sits down and starts talking to me. And
did you recognize him before?
No, I had no idea who he was. I just asked him, you know, like what he's at. He asked me, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And so we start drinking, talking about Western Washington because he lived somewhere over on the peninsula. But he is hammered. And he goes, hey, man, he's like, I'm tired of paying for beer at the bar. Do you want to go outside and drink some of my beers out there? And I was like, what do you mean outside? He's like, oh, I got my RV parked out front. This is like Cousin Eddie. And I'm like, right. Underneath the awning of the entrance to the Mirage Hotel, he's got his RV parked. And it is not a newer RV. It does not look like one the band travels in.
Right.
This thing is like tan. You know, it's got like a Ford in it from like Winnebago. 1978.
Yeah.
It is an old, old RV. And so I didn't take him up on the offer initially. But the guy, the bartender at the time, he goes, when Robbie left, he goes, do you know who that is? And I said, he's the guy who's going to jump the volcano, right? And he's like, yeah, but that's Evel Knievel's son, Robbie Knievel. I was like, oh, think I've heard that name before. That makes sense. Now I know why he's out here. He goes, here's the kicker for you, brother. He's like, he is like the entertainment for our New Year stuff. Other than the volcano blowing up, he's going to jump it. So we offer him a penthouse suite. We offer him one of the best rooms in the hotel because he is an entertainer at the Mirage. And he's like, it's a stock bar. He's like, it's completely comped. The room is comped. He's like, food service is comped. So he was taking advantage of the food service, but he was getting it delivered to his Winnebago out front.
Yeah, that seems about right for that.
So the guy tells me all this stuff. He's like, man, he's like, there is a liquor cabinet up there. He's like, there is a full bar. There's everything you need. He's like, it's
why
got
is he
two-
just sticking in the RV?
Because that's where he wants to be.
Because he's that kind of guy?
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to be in the RV. Anyway, he ends up jumping the volcano, blah, 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 blah.
Did you see him do it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm doing like two or three times.
All right.
It was cool, man. Because, you know, like, I mean, I was basically sitting on the hood of his RV because I already knew the guy drinking his Bud Lights. Because
that's right. You said Bud Light. Like, that is the beer he drinks and
so
nothing else.
So I'm like, you know what, man? Yes, I'll have some of your beers. So I'm out there chugging beers in the parking lot, which is a little bit weird because it's the front of the hotel. But so he makes the first jump, makes a second jump, makes a third jump. They're like, all right, cool. That's a take. It was actually pretty cool to watch him do this. It was not nearly as cool as watching the guys that were down at the Red Festival one year who were doing all the trick stuff, who were doing like the loops.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
The stunt riders. Like,
he's
just jumping a big bike over a fake volcano that's, you know, blowing whatever off the top.
Yeah.
But it was still cool to watch him do it because.
Well, at least he successfully did it. Like I said, his dad, Evel Knievel, you know, the hero to all boys who are our age. Like, I never saw him successfully complete a stunt. He would do a couple of things like the warm-up crap kind of, but whatever the big event was, the big televised event, like, all right, here it comes, whatever he's going to jump. And I mean, every single time I watched him, dude went down in flames, take him out on a stretcher, and the ambulance drove his ass off.
So they blow up the fireworks at midnight all down the strip. They actually close the strip. So you can't drive your car down it or anything like that. They kind of open it up so you can just walk around on the street, which is a pretty cool experience. At this point in time, they'll have been there for 3 days. And the next day...
By the way, Robbie Knievel died.
Oh.
In 2023?
Yeah.
In Reno.
Oh,
he had pancreatic cancer, but I'm just like, Reno.
That's about par for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
sadly.
We're supposed to fly out New Year's Day. Not a big deal, except for the fact that there was a huge storm here in Seattle. Again, you know, we were up until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, put it on pretty good. Our flight was around 9:30 or 10, so it wasn't unreasonable, but it was still early considering the late night. And this was before the age of the Alaska Airline app letting you know
that your flight's delayed
or any of that stuff. I'm sure there was a way to get online and look at it, but at the time, it's just, you know, it's not on your phone. We don't have a computer or anything. So at any rate, we get to the airport, and we see the flight is canceled. Now, we're already packed up.
Yeah.
We are checked out of the hotel room, the entire deal. Ice storm in Seattle. We're not going to be able to get any planes in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. I'm like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? It's one more day. It's Vegas. Vegas is completely shut down. The entire town is shut down. They have college football games on.
Sure.
The sports betting areas were a little bit more
I'm sure the sports books populated, are probably still open.
But that really was it. Like, you could walk through the casino. There's just nobody there. Like, everybody, all of the employees have basically left. They get like a two-week period of time after, you know, New Year's Day where Vegas kind of just shuts down.
Yeah.
There's no performances. There's no nothing. So we just sat, and we're still trying to get updates on our flight. We were there for two more days.
Jesus.
And by now—
with nothing to do,
it's
right?
You go downstairs, you rip a couple cigarettes— You play the slots. Like, most of the restaurants were closed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no movies. There's nothing. There is nothing going on in Vegas. And you walk around, and it's a ghost town, which is not the worst thing in the world, but there's just absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah, having nothing to do
also
sucked.
You needed to check back into that hotel room. And
was the rate lower?
Oh, it was much. Yeah, after the New Year's Eve, it was ridiculous.
Well, New Year's Eve, too. Like, I have some friends that went down there to watch a show at the Sphere.
Okay.
So my one buddy that was planning it just, I don't know, brain fart, whatever. He just didn't think about the fact it was New Year's Eve. So they're all like, and they've already been hanging out during the day, indulging. Let's go to get dinner at 7 o'clock. I was like, it's 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't just walk in and grab dinner.
Right.
Like, everything's packed. So then, like, the groups, like, split up. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, hey, you got to factor that in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, restaurants in general, you know. Get packed. Like, I was telling Mike last week, New Year's Eve was always, like, with my dad, we'd always go to, like, a fancy dinner or something and then do whatever at night. But, yeah, like, he was in
You had a reservation, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, every restaurant they tried to walk into was just, like, they basically got laughed him out of there. Like, no.
I think New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day. Like, that was the other one where we just knew for a fact, like, look, man, if you don't have a reservation, there's almost no restaurant in this country that has a table for you.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't. And people, they hang out much longer on Valentine's Day because, you know, it's all lovey and this is their one nice meal they're going to eat or whatever. So I always hated working it. It sounds weird, right? But everything's a two top, right? And or any other day, maybe it's a four top, maybe you get an eight top. That's actually easier to deal with because it's kind of fewer tickets, so to speak. Yeah. But Valentine's Day, man, every ticket has two of everything, right? The menu is always different for whatever reason. I don't know why restaurants do it. I hated doing it when I was working in restaurants. Like, they picked our restaurant because they like our food. So why on Valentine's Day, the one day you're guaranteed to be packed, do we serve everything other than what's normally on a menu? Yeah, God, it's
Then Alaska gets all the way down at the very end of the terminal. And we were walking back and forth because they kept canceling our flights.
Right.
Now, it's like, is this flight going to get out at 7 o'clock at night? Turns out, no. So then again, you get back into a cab, you go back and check into a hotel room again. And checking into a hotel room, I don't care if there's no one in line in Vegas, it still takes an hour and 75 minutes to check into a hotel room in Vegas.
It's unbelievable how long it takes in Vegas.
What is going on there, but it takes forever. So the process, and then you're unpacking, you know, your toiletries, your clothes.
That's the
trying to figure out where to go get dinner. Is this flight really leaving at 7 a.m. the next morning? Blah, 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 blah.
And how long have you been wearing the same pair of underwear?
I was to the point where, well, I mean, I was changing clothes as best I could. But, I mean, I did not pack for 5 days in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
I packed
at some point, yeah.
And then the other one that was the most messed up thing. I'm pretty sure this was me coming back from going to see my kid in San Diego. She went to school down there. And so I went down to see her for a couple days over the holidays. Now, I am the one who messed this up. I want to say that I flew out of Payne Field.
All right.
Or could be, no, I flew out of Payne Field. Flew down to San Diego, spent the time with my girl. Then I'm flying back home, and I just, my ticket is my ticket, flying into Seattle, whatever time, right? So I don't realize when I booked this flight, I used all Seattle airports instead of one specifically. Now, my car is parked in Everett at Boeing Field up there. All right. My flight back is in SeaTac.
Oh.
Okay. This doesn't even dawn on me when I get on the plane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it still has not crossed my mind yet that there was no flight back to Payne Field. The only flight that was available was the one into SeaTac. I took the flights they offered me.
Yeah.
I did not see where those two flights were originating and coming into. I just, Seattle. You know what I mean? I'm flying into that. So we land in SeaTac, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. This is like, it's 10 o'clock at night. And I'm just like, oh my God, my car is in Everett. You know, I need to go get my car.
Yeah.
So I took about 150, which was expensive at the time, a $150 Uber all the way from SeaTac to Payne Field to then just drive another 35, 40 minutes back home.
Right, and the direction from when you just
came. Oh, my God. I was just like, I am the biggest idiot in the world. Like, who is this stupid? And plus, parking was like another $150 too.
So I mean, I could see overlooking that a little bit. I'm leaving Seattle. I go to San Diego. Then I return to Seattle, right? I would not have thought about it either, man.
But the weather sucked. It's like, so we flew into bad snow. Then, you know, the Uber driver's going 5 miles an hour. Once you get up to Everett, like, it ices over a little bit more.
Yeah.
The road's a little bit more slick up there for whatever reason. I think it's below or above the rain shadow.
Did you not check it after you booked it?
No. I never even looked at it. I just, you know, put it in your wallet, download your
Yeah, I wouldn't think ticket. To look either.
I'm flying.
I check it all the time.
But you're probably right to do
just
that.
Just to make sure.
Right.
No, I didn't even think about it.
Especially because, like, a lot of times when I fly to, you know, D.C. or Baltimore, you can hit all airports. But, like, I got to be specific whether I'm going, if I'm visiting family closer to Baltimore, BWI. If it's my brother in Virginia, Dulles. But, like,
because there's what?
2 days beforehand, I'll check it just to make sure I didn't screw it up.
Especially on the way back. I can handle a different airport getting there or whatever. Like, I fly that's fine. But, you know, other than that, like, because I thought to myself, where did I park? Like, nothing was dawning on me. Even when we
How landed, long did it take you to figure out, like, after you get to SeaTac, how long before you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm up the road?
Well, because normally I take a picture of where I park my car.
Right.
Number, and I'm like, what level did I park on? Where? Because I'm walking toward the parking garage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, which is not bad because I needed to get an Uber anyway.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it all dawned on me. Like, it was a very early flight out. So, you know, you drive up, get on the plane, you leave. I did, you know, I think I slept the entire flight. So I didn't even think about it. And then when I land, I'm like, you've got to be effing kidding me. You've got to be effing
that
kidding
sucks.
Me. Yeah.
It's weird, man. I had to fly to Houston this weekend, and the hotel, the Spark by Hilton, it's on the hotel on the airport property, but it's still a good distance away from the airport. So I get off the plane. There's me and one other guy, and that airport is so freaking big, the International Airport in Houston, maybe Bush Airport, whatever it is. So just finding how to get outside was a challenge. I finally get out there. I'm just tired because it's an overnight flight, whatever. And I'm waiting for the shuttle to pick my ass up and take me to the Spark by Hilton. No problem. So the guy rolls up. Two people get out. And I walk up. And he's like, can I help you? I said, this is the shuttle for the Spark by Hilton, as it says on the side. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, well, you can't get in yet. I'm like, why not? He's like, actually, you have to call it in. I'm like, I'm literally standing here talking to you, man. So I had to call the hotel, and then she has to verify all my information. And she's like, well, he should be there shortly. I said, I'm literally standing next to the guy now. She's like, well, why did you call? I said, he said that I have to call. Oh, yeah, it's a protocol. I'm just like, okay, all right, man. Then I get in. Real nice guy. But I'm like, that was so stupid. He's like, it is. He goes, But if you don't call it in and I drop your ass off, I will actually get in trouble. It's like, okay.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up our categories today. The cost of the NFL experience and the 15 worst cities in the United States for traffic. And we've got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.